Good afternoon at 12 noon. It is 28 degrees, partly sunny today. We're already over our predicted high. We'll get the full forecast following the news. Mike Kinzel in this noon for Rusty Melberg. Rusty's at Elkhart Lake High. They're preparing an early Thanksgiving meal there. We'll hear from him a little later in the newscast. It was a cold one in Wisconsin this morning. Here in Sheboygan, temperatures in the teens, wind chills in the single digits. It's warmed up nicely since then. But in Medford, they had wind chills down to 8 below zero this morning. There was heavy snow in the Lake Superior area. Gile had 8 inches by late last night. Hurley had 7 inches on the ground by early this morning. Well, bad weather is causing flight delays and some cancellations for Thanksgiving travelers along the East Coast. Heavy rain's been falling on Washington, D.C. Snow is pelting areas of Ohio, Pennsylvania, and upstate New York. Some advice if you're flying anywhere for Thanksgiving. Pam Mona, Wisconsin AAA, says Thanksgiving Eve is typically the busiest travel day of the year.
Get to the airport plenty early because expect lines to be long. Security will take a while to get through, and you just want to make sure that you are there in plenty of time because the planes will also be very full.
Meanwhile, people flying home into Wisconsin for Thanksgiving shouldn't have too much trouble with the bad weather, but officials suggest you check your airline just in case. Milwaukee's Mitchell International only reporting one delayed of an incoming flight from Atlanta this morning. Virtually all departures for today were being listed as on time. Former State Senator Randy Hopper of Fond du Lac has been cleared of a charge related to his 2011 drunk driving arrest. This morning, the Second District Court of Appeals in Waukesha upheld a circuit court ruling that dropped a charge of refusing to take a breath test. A jury had found him innocent of drunk driving after Hopper convinced them that his arrest was politically motivated. Hopper, who's now 47, later, if you recall, became the head of the Sheboygan County Economic Development Corporation. He resigned from that post after being arrested, reportedly, for a fight with another man at his ex-wife's home. A Keel man was injured early this morning in a rollover accident at School Hill, several miles north of the Sheboygan County line. Manitowoc County authorities said 20-year-old Andrew Schweitzer failed to negotiate a curve on County Double X in the town of Mimi shortly before 3 this morning. His car left the road and rolled over. He was ejected, ended up under the car. He was flown to Theda Clark and Nina with non-life-threatening injuries. An unexpected drop last week in the number of Americans going to the unemployment office for the first time. We get the latest figures from Rich Johnson.
First-time jobless claims last week fell by 10,000 from the week before. Economists polled by Reuters had expected that number to rise by about 7,000. The Labor Department says there were no special factors in play last week that would influence the report. The experts say the fewer people filing for unemployment for the first time, the fewer people are being laid off. But while initial jobless claims are down, there's no rapid increase in new hiring.
Democrats in Madison looking to increase the minimum wage. It needs to be increased, according to State Senator Nikaya Harris of Milwaukee. She notes that we're not just talking now about high school kids working fast food jobs.
Nearly a quarter of affected workers have a family income of less than $20,000. Almost a quarter of affected workers have children, and almost a third of them are married.
Wisconsin's minimum wage was last raised in 2009. It's currently at $7.25 an hour. A Plymouth man who was busted for drugs in March, then again in May, now going to prison. 29-year-old Alan Lecker was sentenced recently in Sheboygan County Court by Judge Angela Sukevich to 2 years in prison to be followed by 4 years on extended supervision. Lecker was arrested at his apartment on East Mill Street in May after officers executed a search warrant, found marijuana and drug paraphernalia. Last March, he was one of 10 people arrested in an ongoing investigation by the Sheboygan County Meg Unit into the distribution of prescription drugs in the area. Well, now, as promised, let's go to Rusty Melberg at Elkhart Lake High School, where Thanksgiving dinner is being served. Rusty?
Mike, I'm inside the Elkhart Lake High School, and they are currently serving up to and over 200 people for this event. Now, this is an event, according to advisor Beth Rails, that it's a way for the students and the grandparents to enjoy a meal together. They are enjoying a traditional Thanksgiving meal, turkey, mashed potatoes or cheesy potatoes, cranberries. It's an opportunity as well for the students in the culinary arts classes to learn a little bit more about what it is to actually serve a lot of people in a short amount of time. They have the cafeteria filled with tables and chairs, but they also have the hallway surrounding it filled and prepared for people. They've already got them sitting down and enjoying the meal. From the Elkhart Lake High School, For WHBL, I'm Rusty Melberg.
Parents of Sheboygan Area School District elementary schools won't be able to open enroll their kids in certain schools next year due to them being at capacity. On Sheboygan's Morning News this morning, Superintendent Joe Sheehan said they're letting parents know now, since open enrollment for next school year has already begun.
They don't know till the end of February. Well, if we know right now that certain schools are already at their capacity, we're trying to make parents aware of that so they don't sit for 3 months waiting for an answer that we can give them now.
The elementary schools affected are Cooper, Grant, Jefferson, Pigeon River, and Wilson. Sheehan adds that students that will be new to these schools' attendance areas next year will still be accepted. Now let's take a look at that Fox 11 forecast. For this afternoon, partly sunny, high 27. We're already over that. Tonight, cloudy. Chance for snow showers, a low near 18. And then for Thanksgiving Day tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance for snow showers and a high near 28. That's a look at news from WHBL. Now back to Rush Limbaugh at 12:06.